I am very pleased to be here. I'm very excited.
Well,
I love public radio.
Well, thank you. That's nice to know. That's a good start. As opposed to I hate public radio and you.
No, I love it. I love it. Big supporter.
I've seen a lot of your work on Facebook. It's very intriguing to me. How would you describe your style?
Oh, I think it's all over the map. You know, I don't ever start out with a plan of what's going to happen. When I think of Gertrude Stein, when she does her writing and she does the automatic writing, and I, a lot of times, you know, I'm very intimidated by the blank page. I can't stand it. I think I have the equivalent of stage fright. And so what I will do is take the canvas or the watercolor paper or whatever medium I'm working in at that time, because I don't like to limit myself to one area because I'm afraid of getting in a rut. And I will just take whatever medium and just throw it across the page, just take a bottle of ink or watercolor and mix it up and then just dump it across the page and let it go wherever it may. And then I have something to work with, and then I pull something out from that.
Once a splash or dash is made across the page, the procedure that follows is one that follows intuition.
Some of the images that I sent you, most of them are examples of that, where I just took something and had something to start with and then teased out some shapes from that, some shadows or maybe some places where it was a little thin, and washed out. Most of my media are water soluble. And just use my imagination to kind of see what I could. It seems to me like there are certain shapes that want to form, or maybe I just think I want them to form. And I just go ahead and see what I can make out of that. And that's kind of where I go with it. So it's never really planned. I'm just sort of rambling all over the place. But it's fun. And I always surprise myself with what comes out. That's pretty much how it happens.
Once you have this idea that emerges, do you have rules that you follow?
Never. Never. You know, I try to get out of my own way. Music is a big part of my work. I'm working as I'm listening to the music, and I'm kind of in the, what I call in the zone. And when I'm in the zone, I just want to be creating. I try not to think too much when I'm in the zone. You know, just take the process wherever it's going. It's kind of like being a leaf in the river. You know, I'm just going along that current and letting it happen. I don't want to put any rules in there or say I should stop here or go there. I'm just going to go ahead and explore it and see where it goes. And usually it's more of an instinctive thing where if I'm going on a pattern that feels like that's working, I'm just going to go ahead and push that and see where that takes me. And that could be a lot of fun. It's a kind of an adventure, I guess. That could sound like a cliche, but yeah, I don't like rules at all. So, no, there's no rules.